KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And starting off, taking a look at high school softball and baseball play as the postseason rolls on. And we had a game for you last night in Class 3A, Region 3 semifinal, as the Atlantic Trojan softball teams now one step away from a trip to Fort Dodge after a 13-3 win over Red Oak in six innings last night here in Atlantic. The Trojans got down in an early 1-0 hole through the first inning of play, but a huge 10-run effort in the second put the Trojans in control the rest of the way. Lexi Johnson ripped a triple for the Tigers in the first, and Chloe Johnson brought her home with a sack grounder to give Red Oak the early lead. Atlantic loaded the bases up in the bottom half of the inning with one out, but couldn't bring anyone home. The Tigers went three up, three down in the second, and then the Trojans started an avalanche in the bottom of the frame. Lauren Nicholas led off the inning with a walk, one of what would become seven free bases in the inning. Emma Bierbaum struggled to find the strike zone and was eventually pulled for a portion of the game in favor of eighth grader Josie McCunn. Melina Woodward highlighted the inning with a two RBI double, and the Trojans racked up 10 runs on four hits with two errors and two left on base. Atlantic would add one more run in the third to put the 10-run rule possibly into play, but the Tigers extended the game with a run in the fourth. Both teams scored one in the fifth, with Atlantic squandering chances on a couple of different occasions to bring home the winning run. The Trojans were able to seal the game in the sixth on an RBI single by Caroline Pellet. Atlantic head coach Terry Hensman liked the overall effort, but said there was some things they'll need to clean up.
I mean, that was the thing that we knew we were going to have to do going forward. We did a very nice job of being patient at the plate against Clarinda. I thought we were a little more aggressive here than what I wanted to be early on, but we settled in afterwards and took advantage of what we could get. A few things we got to clean up that I didn't think went a little bad luck early on line drives and getting doubled off on things that we couldn't really help. But, there were some mistakes that we made as well that we probably could have done better. And when you get to this point of the season, it has to be, you have to be perfect.
Olivia Engler only gave up four hits on the night and struck out seven. She also racked up three hits and drew two walks on the night. Engler said patience at the plate has been a big focal point in practice.
Oh, absolutely. We've been working on that a lot in practice, just staying patient at the plate, and we're going to have to do that on Monday, too.
Atlantic improved to 17-1 on the season and advances to the Class 3A Region 3 final on Monday night. The Trojans will face the Creston Panthers, who picked up a big road win over North Polk 4-3 on Friday. With that result, the Trojans will get to host now on Monday night with the trip to state on the line. Coach Hensman reflected on the team reaching an opportunity that they had their sights set on.
Yeah, and that's what we talked about, or I said earlier when we first started, third week of May, probably going into the fourth week of May, we weren't even sure we were going to get to this position, and here we are right now with a chance to go to state. That's what we wanted for our team. We wanted especially for our seniors, and we've battled to a position now that we're one game away from that.
Engler said that Creston will be a tough opponent on Monday.
They're a very scrappy team. They're very well coached. They're very good, and they're definitely going to challenge us a lot.
We'll have that game for you on Monday night. Pre-game 6:45, first pitch at 7 here on KJN, as we'll be heading across the street there for that one for the Trojans. Also in softball playoff play last night, the other games in Class 3A in Region 2, Humboldt was a 10-0 winner over Greene County, and MOC Floyd Valley beat OI BCIG 11-1. In 2A in Region 1, it was West Monona 11-1 over St. Albert, Underwood a 4-2 win over Logan Magnolia. Logan Magnolia had the bases loaded late in that final inning, the chance to try to Tyre grab a lead, but Underwood able to hold them off and pick up the win. In Region 2, Mount Air, a 5-1 winner over Woodward Granger, and Earlham beat Van Meter 8-2. In Class 1A Region 2 play, it was Newell Fonda 8-1 over Audubon, and Exira EHK picked up a big win at home, 6-2 over West Harrison as they roll on with their undefeated season. And so Exira EHK will take on Newell Fonda in that Region 2 final coming up on Monday night. That'll be played there on the road for the Spartans. In Region 3, Wayne was a 10-0 winner over Lennox. Twin Cedars beat Central Decatur 6-2. And in Region 5, it was Collins Maxwell 12-0 over Southeast Warren. And Martinsdale St. Mary's a 7-4 winner over Grandview Christian. That's a look at your playoff softball scores from last night. Now, today, Class 4A and 5A teams will play their regional semifinals. In Class 4A Region 1, Lamar's is at Spencer and Sergeant Bluff Luton's at Carroll. In Region 3, Norwalk at ADM and Newton at Winterset. In Region 4, Knoxville is at Carlisle, Lewis Central is at Harlan. And in Class 5A Region 2, Abraham Lincoln will be at Johnston and Cedar Rapids Jefferson at Bettendorf. Those are all 7 o'clock starts for the softball play tonight. Now, baseball also had some postseason games yesterday, with Class 3A and 4A schools getting their postseason started. And unfortunately for Atlantic, they came up short and their season comes to a close. It was an 11-1 victory for Carroll over the Trojans, as the Trojans went on the road to play that one last night. Atlantic wraps up their season with a record of 6-10. Other Substate 8 games, it was Dallas Center Grimes 15-1 over Greene County. Harlan was a 9-2 winner over Creston. And Denison Schleswig beat Glenwood 11-0. In Substate 7, Perry and Ballard, no score reported from that one yet. Bondurant Farrar 6-5 over Saydell. It was ADM 11-1 over Newton, and North Polk was an 11-0 winner over Nevada. In Substate 6, Knoxville at Winterset was called off because Knoxville was unable to play, so they forfeited that game. Winterset moves on. Centerville, a 10-3 winner over Pella. Norwalk, 1-0 over Carlisle. And Grinnell was a 4-3 winner over Oskaloosa. And in Class 4A, Substate 8, Thomas Jefferson was supposed to host Des Moines North, but they had a player that tested positive for COVID-19, so they had to forfeit the end of their season, so Des Moines North will move on. And Abraham Lincoln was a 7-4 winner last night over Lewis Central. That's a look at your baseball playoff scoreboard there. Now, today, it'll be district final time for Class 1A and 2A schools in high school baseball. And here are the area matchups. In Class 1A play in District 11, Southeast Warren will be at Martinsdale St. Mary's. District 12 has Mount Air at Central Decatur. District 13, Bedford is at Cam. That's a game we'll have for you here on KJN tonight. Our pregame will start at 6:45, first pitch at 7 o'clock there, Cam and Bedford in baseball play. In District 14, Sydney is at St. Albert. District 15 has Logan Magnolia at Booyer Valley, and District 16 is Hinton at Kingsley Pearson. In Class 2A play, in District 14, Panorama is at Woodward Granger. District 15, being played in Neola, will have Corinda facing Trainer. In District 16, Missouri Valley will take on Kemper Catholic, that game being played in Underwood here tonight. Those are all 7 o'clock starts here this evening. So that's your rundown of high school baseball and softball, with lots going on there in the postseason. And another note here from the state, Simon Pagenaud came from behind the last starting spot before holding off Scott Dixon in the final laps to win the opener of IndyCar's doubleheader at Iowa Speedway on Friday night, a race that drove home the importance of the new aero screen design to protect drivers from flying debris. The win snapped a sweep of the first four races by Chip Ganassi's team. Dixon still gave him a second-place run after three wins to start the season. Oliver Askew rounded out the podium there in third. And they'll have another race here this weekend there at Iowa Speedway as part of that IndyCar series. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.